Okay, so first of all, I hope everybody is doing well, reasonably well under circumstances. The Mishnah that we're up to is the teaching of Shammai. Hillel and Shammai, of course, go hand in hand together, but Hillel got 3 Mishnayos and Shammai only got 1. It's reminiscent of in more recent times. Remember during the, about 20 or 30 years ago, but during the impeachment hearings when they brought in the legal scholars, which was, I thought, by far the most interesting day. So they got 3 guys, they got 3 professors on the impeachment side and 1 guy on the other side. It's a very funny, I never really understood that. I thought they should have an even number on both sides. Truth is, I thought the 1 guy on the other side was the most impressive of the bunch. But be that as it may, you know, the Mishnah and Pirkei Avos say Hillel gets 3 and Shammai gets 1, so we can't say it's equal representation. But Shammai gets very, very important teachings, all 3 of them, within 1 Mishnah. So the first thing that Shammai says is, "Asei Torah Schakeva," that Torah should be the anchor of a person's life. Now, this is a little different than what we're used to hearing about Kavati, the person should be Koveya Itim LaTorah. "Asei Torah Schakeva," that means is that a person should prioritize Torah as the staple of their lives. Rashi provides 2 different interpretations. The first interpretation that Rashi says is that a person should really learn as much as possible, like all the time. And then Rashi says, well, maybe it means that a person should set a fixed amount of time to learn every single day, like we're doing right now, or a fixed amount to learn. I'm going to learn 4 or 5 prakim. And Rav Lichtenstein Zatzal used to say that these really aren't contradictory. It sounds like 2 opposite interpretations, but really it's the same kind of an idea. We all wish that we could be, you know, free to learn whenever it is that we wanted, but we have other obligations. But when a person is very consistent about their time for learning, no matter how they feel, no matter what else is going on, you know, if they're consistent about it, what that really does is reflect an aspiration towards constancy. Consistency is reflective of an aspiration to do something constantly. I may not be able to do it all the time. I may have other obligations, but if I'm consistent about it, it shows how much I value it. The Avos de Rabbi Nasan adds a 3rd interpretation of Asei Torah Schakeva. It was so important. The Avos de Rabbi Nasan says if a person learns something, he shouldn't make it arai. He shouldn't basically go and forget it, like, oh, that was an interesting nugget, but he should internalize it. He should make it a part of his being. Should incorporate it into the way that he or she sees the world. That's what it means, Asei Torah Schakeva. Build your worldview, build your personality, build your character around Torah. Teaching number 1. Number 2, Emor Ma'adva Asei Harbe. The person should always say little and do a lot. And this is the Derech HaTzadikim. The Gemara Bava Metzia describes that this is the path of Avram Avinu. When the Orchim came, when the guests came and Avram begged them to stay so that he could perform the mitzvah of Hachnasas Orchim, he says that he would provide a little bit of pas lechem v'sadu libchem. He would give them bread. You know, he gave them a lot more than bread. He gave them a fancy meal, you know, steak. This is what they call, I think, in the corporate world, right, to under-promise, over-deliver. And they say the Rishayim, they do the opposite. Like the Omrim Harbe Vafilu Ma'at Inan Osin. Like Ephraim ben Sochar, my daughter and I were just learning Parshas Chayisara last week. And we're talking about Ephraim. You know, he says, you know, Eretz Arbami Oshekel Kesef Beniu Vencha Mahi. Like after promising Avram that he would give it, with no charge. So all of a sudden he's got a top dollar. This is a siman muvhak. This is something we come to expect of a certain character. You know, they talk constantly, and they don't deliver. They don't do what they say they're going to do. They don't follow up when they say they're going to follow up. And we all know what it's like to deal with people like that. You know, they say the one thing, but it doesn't happen. That's number 2. And number 3, Shammai says, "Having mekabel es kol adam b'sefer panim yafos." That it's important to greet people properly. You know, it's the Rambam says in the midst of this week's parasha of Kiddush Hashem that this is actually a Doraisa level fulfillment in the midst of Kiddush Hashem. When you're dealing with somebody who is very identified with Torah knowledge, and is known as a very pious person. So if they don't conduct themselves in this way, so people get the impression that Torah isn't pleasant, the Torah is angry. And on the contrary, so in fact, this might be connected to mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush Hashem for the Rambam, that for a person to be mekabel is kol ha'adam misever panim yafos, especially somebody who's a big Talmud Chacham. So Shammai, you know, gets a little bit of a bad rap relative to Hillel in some of the presentations in Chazal, somebody who maybe was a little bit quicker to anger, a little bit more of a kapdan, as he's described by the Gemara in Shabbos. But it's unfair once you take into account this Mishnah Avos. The truth is that Shammai cared a lot about having mekabelos kol ha'adam b'sefer panim yafos. He cared a lot about the interpersonal realm. And he emphasized it. And more madva say harbe, don't promise something you're not going to give people. Having mekabelos kol ha'adam b'sefer panim yafos. So Shammai, sometimes I think, you know, especially relative to those presentations that he has with Hillel, sometimes is misunderstood as a character. But on the contrary, Shammai stood for Torah, no question, asei Torah s'chakeva, but no less, he also stood for how we should be treating other people, how we should be greeting other people, having mekabelos kol ha'adam, b'sefer panim yafos.